You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You'd think I was an idiot. And maybe I am. Hey, Lucas, can you hear me?
I can hear you, okay. And you're not an idiot.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for bearing with us.
Oh, come on, can you feel it when I brush my fingertips on your arm?
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And so your artist name is Pickle Darling, and I've always wondered, where does the pickle come from?
Honestly, I need to keep making up a new origin story for it, because I have no memory of where it comes from. Every time I wish I had a different name, but it's all good.
All right, I'm sorry to ask that then. What are some stories that you've made up for people before?
Well, the actual story is that, it's not really interesting, it's just I think it was like a band name generator sort of situation. And every band I was in, I suggested Pickle Darling as a name. And everyone's like, it's dumb. And then I started my own project. And I was like, yes, now I can finally call something Pickle Darling. Like I've always wanted to. And now I'm like, that's dumb. But it's too late.
It is probably much too late for that. Because you're many years into your music making career now. And you've recently signed with a label, is that right?
Yeah, well, for the last album was my first album that came out on a US label.
Very exciting. And now we have to look forward to Pickle Darling, the game. And I was really excited to speak to you about this because I actually never really grew up with video games or other than cool maths games, I would say. So I thought this would be...
Yeah. Educational games, yes. Like typing games. You play those?
There were maths games, that block one where you would have to like put it into the hole. You would use the computer.
I don't know. That's such a generic mechanic.
Yeah. Very
put the block into the hole.
I thought this could be a good chance for you to explain to me what Pickle Darling the game is about and the aesthetics and how they correspond with the kind of music that you make.
So Pickle Darling the game, how to describe it? It's the day of my album release. You know, I've spent years making this album and I have to deliver it to my label because it's album release day. And unfortunately, it's been stolen. So you need to help me find my album because my label was threatening to drop me if I don't deliver it to them on time. And then I go through my battles. I deal with the New Zealand music industry and etc.
I'm supposed to get you home at 8. Rocket launch at noon, I sent my limo to the moon, I'll break your toes.
What kind of other battles? Are these uniquely musical battles?
Just battles with, I don't want to spoil too much.
Okay.
You know? I mean, it'll take you 5 minutes to finish it, so it's not much to spoil. It all gets revealed, what the real battle is.
What does the universe look like in this game?
It's all done in this thing called GB Studio, which is basically this program to make Game Boy games, if you're not a proper programmer or coder, which is... me, you know, I don't know how to do anything technical, but this was like a really good entry point and it was really accessible. That was kind of my way into it. Yeah, it's all pixel art done by Christian Shortall.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's all, I don't know, I don't know how to describe it. It's very lo-fi, but it works, it's functional, which I'm very proud of.
From the music that you've made, it always seems like it would fit into this Game Boy aesthetic. Was this something that has always inspired the sound that you make?
I think when I first started properly making music, I was inspired by a lot of game soundtracks. That kind of worked its way into my sound, so now this is kind of a full circle moment, I think.
So where did this idea stem from for creating a mini accessible game to play with your music?
I think part of it's like, we always do this same thing when you roll out an album. You have music videos, you have press photos, you do a tour, but I don't know, I was just like, there's so many more interesting things you can do. Do people really watch music videos?
I hope so, but also...
Yeah, I hope so too.
Maybe you're preaching to the choir.
I still make them, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, there's less kind of place in the world for music videos now. So I was like, oh, there's so many other things you can make. And it's just fun, yeah.
Honestly, I don't think you need a better reason than fun.
Yeah, I agree.
And so where can people play this game? Can I just pull it up on my laptop?
Yeah, you can play it. Yeah, you can play it on your browser. You can play it on your phone. You can literally play it while interviewing me. It's so... the mechanics are so easy.
Maybe I'll play it when this interview airs.
So if you just look up Pickle Darling the game, it's on a website called Itch, which is like, I guess, Bandcamp for games. More indie stuff and... Just look at Pickle Darling the game. Wait, I'm gonna Google that right now and see if it comes up.
Alright.
Let's put this to the test. Pickle Darling the game. It's the third result. So yeah.
Okay.
Just do that.
Beautiful computer literacy.
Yeah. Play it on your phone, play it on your browser, it's free.
Was that something that you considered while making it, was accessibility?
I think so. I just liked how simple it is. Like, you just see Pickle Darling the game. What the hell is that? Like, yeah, it's. I just wanted something easy and fun that, like, my mum could play it, you know? The thing that kind of inspired this was actually more the flash games that you'd play in the computer lab at school, where you're like, oh, you've done all your tasks and you've got a bit of free time,
yes.
So you play like those flash games, and they're just like,
yes,
browser games that are kind of trash, but just like a real kind of silly idea.
Whatever happened to flash? I think there is such a nice nostalgia.
Is flash
that you're
gone?
Yes, it's gone. Along with so many great games.
Yeah. It ended 2021. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed to admit that I have Mushy Monsters like downloaded onto my computer just so I can still have access to it.
Oh, that's great. I never played that. My next move.
Oh my god, it's fantastic. I think it's such a moment in time that you've captured of that 2000s childhood and sort of entering an era of computer accessibility, but it's still very... it's got its training wheels on. Is there anything else that you're working on other than producing soundtracks for other lo-fi games?
There's a thing coming out. I feel like musicians always do this thing where they go like, oh, I'm announcing a thing next week. And it's always, you know, it's a song. It's an album. We know what the thing is. And I'm doing that same thing as well. But I just can't officially announce anything. But
all
I
right.
have a thing coming out. And you'll know what that means.
I wonder what it could be.
Just,
a musician has a thing
say.
Coming out.
What
all right, well, we'll keep our ears tuned. Pickle Darling, the game, out now.
It's out now. As of this interview, we did a... Is that what a soft launch is? I don't know what,
yeah.
what that is. But, so we kind of snuck it out there and just hoped people would pick up on it. I think just play the game. Just get to the end. There's a little treat.
What's the treat? Can you give us a spoiler?
No hints? I can't spoil. I'm very sorry. I can't spoil the treat.
Oh, it's no, a treat. It's... All right, I'll take that. But to her resembling the engine of a plane, seagull caught between the blades, or understudy's call, back to act as seen again, 'cause she hasn't learned.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.